Each of us needs to stop and remember the cross, for it is here that we discover the price Christ was willing to pay for us. The cross is here now, as Living Christ Evangelical Ministries LESEM presents Living with Eternity in View with Reverend Charles Oluwaseye Oduwole, General Overseer, Living Christ Evangelical Ministries LESEM. Receive his words through his anointed
Son. Of Living with Eternity in View. It is my prayer that the word of God will bless you. It won't stand against you on the day of judgment. Even as you listen today, your life will never remain the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your way and do what only you can do. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Today, by God's grace, we are still looking at our theme, Beware of Deceitfulness of Riches. Jesus Christ gave a parable of the sower in the book of Matthew chapter 4. And one of the reasons why the word of God did not prosper in the heart of people is deceitfulness of riches. The word of God is all over the place today, which is powerful enough to transform people's life and to give them inheritance in God. But deceitfulness of riches has been the major challenge why the word of God is not prospering them. But I want to encourage you, don't allow the deceitfulness of riches to send you to hellfire. I want to encourage you, allow the word of God to have its way, to have its free course in your life, and your life will never remain the same. Today, I want to talk to parents concerning the issue of deceitfulness of riches, especially about our youth out there. Parents, I want you to understand what the word of God says. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, I read from verse 6. He said, but godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be with content. But they that will be rich shall fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which wise some coveted after they have heard from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. I pray for every parent listening to me out there that you will not have sorrow over your children at the end of your life. You will not cry over your children in Jesus' wonderful name. But I want you to understand one thing. If you fail to play your role as a good parent, so many terrible things are waiting you in future. One of the reasons why, you know, there are so many evil contributions that many parents are contributing to the lives of their children today, which is pushing them to do so many things they ought not to. It's very, very important that every parent should take note of this. One of the things that parents should watch out for and make sure that they fight against is indulgence. When a parent fails to correct his or her child, when you begin to hear or you begin to see your child moving with people of questionable characters, you behave as if you don't see them. When you begin to see your children moving with those that became rich suddenly and you keep quiet, you refuse to challenge them, that is what we call indulgence. And the head of it won't be good. When you begin to hear as a parent, your child is saying, I will ride 2018 or 2019 Mercedes G-Wagon when I finish my secondary school or before I finish my university, and you keep quiet, you need to be very, very careful. You need to find out from your child, what is he trying to say? What is he trying to do? You cannot afford to keep quiet. Your child is saying what he meant to do. People say, a stitch in time saves life. Your waving into action to query him and to warn him may save his life forever. When you see your child move with wrong complaint and you keep quiet, you want to destroy him. When you pretend not to see or to know, and you know many things, you see many things, but you are pretending not to see, you are pretending not to know, you are destroying that child. And by the time the repercussion comes, you will cry. But I pray that you will not cry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, reprove we give a child wisdom. Reproof. Well, reproof means to correct, to rebuke. That is the book of Proverbs 29 verse 15. We reprove, we give that child wisdom, make him to behave well. When you fail to challenge your child, when he's bringing home the kind of rituals that is very expensive, you see a good rituals in the hand of your child, and you keep quiet. This is very, very dangerous. When you see your child, you know, wearing the kind of clothes, you know, is beyond its means. And you, or maybe you ask him, say, yeah, my friend gave me. Another day you see with good rituals, my friend gave me. Another day you see with a lot of money in his account, say, my friend gave me. What is his friend doing? They can afford him to buy him a good ritual. What is the friend of your son or daughter doing? They can afford him to give him thousands of naira running to millions in his account. You keep quiet. You are waiting. You are cooperating with the devil to destroy that child. When you fail to find out the genuinity of the story that your child is telling you, many youth out there today, they know how to maneuver their way before their parents, because they know that their parents will not bother to find out. You need to do your best to find out the genuity of the story your child is telling you. Those expensive things you are seeing with your child, you need to find out where he's getting it from. When your child is beginning to receive, you know, some phone call or making some phone call, discussing, you know, some serious thing about money, where to connect, where to do some things, and you know right within you that this thing they are doing is not going to end them in a good way. You need to find out. You need to correct them. Reprove will bring wisdom to a child. When you see your child doing all those things, you must correct him immediately. You must talk. You must talk. When you see your child bringing money home, your child is bringing money home, your child says, my mommy, take this and cook soup. The child you are giving money to, you know, to go to school. And all of a sudden, he's coming home with bag of rice. All of a sudden, he's coming home with money. And it's not working. And you are collecting it. You say you two want to eat the fruit of your labor. That is not the fruit of your labor. That is killing your child. That is somebody else's blood you are hitting. That is the future of your son or your daughter you are hitting. As a parent, as a father and as a mother, you need to do your own part. You need to fight the devil that is trying to deceive your son, that is trying to deceive your daughter to make money in evil way. I pray that God will help you as a mother. God will help you as a father. You will not fail in the mighty name of Jesus. When you begin to celebrate that son, when you begin to celebrate that daughter, God will require you, of you, his blood at the end of the day. By the time the sorrow of which will come, nobody will pity you. I encourage you today, as a father, as a mother, as a guardian, listen to me out there. Make up your mind that you will not compromise. Godliness with contentment is a great gain. If you can check that child, you can train him up in a better way, and you wait for, you know, for God's time. What you want to enjoy from that child hurriedly, and which will not last, you will enjoy it at the end of the day, and it will last. Even better than that, I see God helping you as a parent. Do your own part. You've had the word of God now. I want you to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ by praying this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I confess my sin. I know I've disappointed you in some areas. As a parent, please forgive me. Today, I repent. Have mercy on me. In the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have prayed that prayer, my Father, my God, I pray that you forgive them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are yet to be born again, forgive them and let their names be written in the book of life. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' wonderful name. Until we meet again next week.
Worship with us at any of the branches closest to you. Lesem Ekwang, Afieki Quarters by Newton Street Ekwang. Lesem Mami Market 1, New Kingdom Army Barrack. The same Oruguru, railway line by Ugborode Road, Oruguru. The same Ugoton, by transformer off Omadino Road, Ugoton Town. The same Port Harcourt, along NTA Road, Rumwa Logu, along Okewali Road. The same Olige, number 10, Agidi, Igbanke, Edo State. The same Agbo, number 6, Liver Sammy House, Agbanta, Ekuku Agbo. For counseling and prayers, please call 080-3354-3397 or email us on livingwitheternity@yahoo.com. Come and see what God has written about your destiny.